In the name of the God whose mercy is profound, whose kindness is forever. Is it allowed to celebrate birthdays? The fact is that birthdays are neither Islamic nor un-Islamic. Birthdays belong to the category of events, activities, celebrations, which are a part of the culture of many societies. If somebody is inclined to celebrate it, Islam is not going to stop him from doing it. If there are other people who don't feel like doing it, Islam is not going to force or encourage them to get into it. Islam is a religion that has come to guide us in the area domain of morality, spirituality. It has come to tell us what is the reality of the unseen world, what is the purpose of this life. It does not get involved in such activities that have got to do with the social details of the lives of different societies, different traditions and civilizations. And indeed, it is also possible that one society learns from another. It can borrow from others. It can emulate what other people are doing. There again, there is no harm in borrowing traditions from the other cultures, provided what is borrowed does not go against any of the principles of Islam. Birthday, if it is celebrated merely to have a reason for the family members to rejoice and to celebrate an occasion, well, Islam is neutral about it. Of course, Islam would be concerned about the fact that people start celebrating birthdays in a way which is causing harm to other people. If people start celebrating birthdays in a way which causes them to spend unnecessarily in a lavish way, wealth which could have otherwise been spent on better causes and avenues. Such would be the concerns of Islam. Islam, of course, is going to be concerned if while celebrating birthdays, we indulge ourselves in activities which are indecent, which are vulgar or obscene. However, just the question of celebration itself is not a matter that Islam would even touch upon, because the Almighty would like to give us full liberty and freedom in the manner we carve out our attitude in life and our behavior as regards the celebrations of occasions is concerned. He has given us guidance in matters that are religious in nature, and we are expected to follow that guidance in all circumstances, no matter whichever civilization we belong to, whichever era we came into this world. That is what is to be followed under all circumstances. As far as the other human activities are concerned, of course, each society has devised its own ways of living life and working out its details. If there are people who are generally speaking comfortable about their traditions, and those traditions are not becoming a burden on the members of the society, then Islam would not cause any hindrance in them being celebrated or in them being followed. Islam wants people's life to be directed towards the morally correct and desirable behaviors. And Islam would want, God Almighty would want people to have a good life, a good quality of life, which is not only materially good, but it is more importantly, morally and spiritually good. May God Almighty enable us to have a balanced and a correct understanding about Islam and its teachings, and may He enable us to refrain from causing people's life to be unnecessarily restrained and restricted.